happy half hour, your home for good news and good booze. And today we're drinking Old Fashions. It's a drink I know from the show Mad Men, but the origin story reads more like something out of Deadwood.
I've been drunk a while, correct? What the f*** is that to you?
This is just how drinks used to be back in the days of the saloon, when whiskey was iffy and needed a little sweetening. Various bartending guides have referred to this as whiskey or gin the old-fashioned way, but it's best articulated in a 1936 letter to the editor of the New York Times, complaining that bartenders just don't make it like they used to. He wrote, "Time was when the affable and sympathetic bartender moistened a lump of sugar with Angostura bitters, dropped in a lump of ice, neither too large nor too small, stuck in a miniature bar spoon and passed the glass to the client with a bottle of good bourbon from which said client was privileged to pour his own drink. In most places, the price is 15 cents or two for a quarter. Nowadays, the modern or ex-speakeasy bartender drops a spoonful of powdered sugar into a glass, adds a squirt of carbonic to aid dissolution, adds to that a dash or two with some kind of alleged bitters and a lump of ice regardless of size. Then he proceeds to build up a fruit compote of orange, lemon, pineapple, and cherry, and himself pours in a carefully measured ounce and a half of bar whiskey, usually a blend, and gives one a glass rod to stir it with. Price? 35 to 50 cents. Profanation and extortion." And he signed the letter simply, "Old Timer." I love this man, and I love that I get to drink his drink of choice with our guest, Burl Moseley, who loves Old Fashions, and whom you may know from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and he's also a graduate of the Tisch School of Dramatic Arts, so kid can act. Let's get into it right now on the Happy Half Hour. Welcome to the Happy Half Hour, everybody. Fred Ehrlich here with Burl Moseley.
How you doing?
So I'm doing well.
Good.
We have both kinds of old fashions referenced in that intro.
Okay, okay.
We have it the new old fashioned way with the fruit compote, but I have also provided for you a lump of sugar, a piece of ice, neither too big or too small, some Angostura bitters, and you can pick whichever bottle you want to pour it with.
Wow.
So you want Wild Turkey or Four Roses?
You know what? I'm going to go Four Roses because I've never heard of Four Roses.
There you go.
And Wild Turkey I have had before.
There you go.
So
Four Roses.
This one.
Get in there. I think I poured way too much.
Do I have to, pour it with the label out?
Yeah, for sure.
Make sure.
And I guess we stir it. And that's it. This is just like vaguely sweetened whiskey, but that's all.
Okay.
All right, here you go. Cheers to you. Yeah, let's get a little stir going on. Bless it.
Let's go.
All right. Tastes kind of just like whiskey. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. So we're excited. We're having some drinks. Yeah. We're going to do some icebreakers right now. Yeah. First things first, you were just at Disneyland's Galaxy's Edge.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
I'm going to try not to spend the entire show talking about that. How was that?
It was incredible. Like, I thought I was going to, like, just go in and be kind of cool and just be like, yeah, cool, great, it's all here. I lost it, man.
Really?
I lost it. Like, I went in and I was just like, wow, I was so hyped. Like, I couldn't even believe what I was seeing. First you walk in, there's the X-Wing, you know what I mean? There's Kylo Ren ship, and right in the center is the Millennium Falcon, and I'm just like, oh my God, oh, it was so great.
Did you, you have to get a reservation ahead of time?
Yeah.
And it's fully immersive the whole way?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm so
there's not even like
that.
A regular garbage can, even the garbage cans look like they're off-world, you know what I mean? Like, it's amazing. It's
oh
amazing.
God, well, I'm glad to have your recommendation for
Thank
it.
You. I almost wore the t-shirt, but I was like, I don't know about branding, so I couldn't.
Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah. No, I think I've worn my Space Mountain t-shirt on the show before.
Okay, okay.
Next question. This was on Reddit. It said, it's one of those, like, make a decision, and it's just a fun question. Okay. You can fill a pool with anything you want. The only rule is you have to be able to survive a 30-foot jump into it, but afterwards you can keep everything in the pool.
Oh.
It's 10 feet deep. You can fill a whole pool with anything. What would you fill it with? But you have to survive a 30-foot jump into it.
A 30-foot jump into it, and if you can survive that, then you get to keep everything that's in the
everything pool? Everything
in the pool. Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! It's an easy answer.
What is it?
I fill it with, like, $1 million, and then just put a bunch of cardboard boxes on top.
You just, that's it. Solve the answer. I don't know what I would do. Yeah, for me, it was like a lot of like, is there gold water? I couldn't come up with a solution. And then finally, you're in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to watch it. It's amazing. And
it's a good show.
What you saw in the clip in the intro was the Don't Be a Lawyer song, which is absolutely fantastic.
Thanks,
but it's Emmy season.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So let's get you one.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, let's do it.
How do we do it?
Well, if you're an Academy voter, you know, FYC, for your consideration, Burl Moseley, Best Guest Actor in a Comedy Series.
Oh, my God. I hope you get it, because it was amazing.
That'd be amazing. Thank you, man. Thank you. We had a good time doing it.
Do you make, like, flyers and stuff, or is it just like...
Yeah, so I've got PR peeps, and, you know, we're trying to get the word out and everything, and we've got, like, those little, like, things, like, FYC, and, like, screeners are out, and people can watch and stream and vote, so...
Oh, absolutely.
Academy members, that is.
You know. But find them?
Yeah, if you know one or if they got friends, you know, just be like, hey, look at my boy Burl. He's doing good stuff. Check it out.
Anyone you know that like somehow randomly is like, hey, I have this movie on DVD. And you're like, why do you have anything on DVD? And they're like, it's a screener. That's the person in on.
Yes.
Anyways, we're going to take a break. We have so much to talk about coming back. We've got, we have the Dobby footage, and we also have a very talented actor to break down the most embarrassing audition tape of all time. Don't go away.
And now, badvertisements. Apple. Please stop airing this ad for your new privacy features. It's just some woman laughing loudly at something we never get to see for a full f***ing minute. What you're selling is awesome is universally one of the most annoying things anyone can do. We're not with you, Apple. We're with the Asian ladies in the toe salon. Also, that part's kind of racist, right? This has been Badvertisements.
Walk again. Not even on crutches.
What you just saw was Brian Attien, and this was one of the original viral videos on the internet, and it's known as the worst audition tape ever. So essentially what happened was back in the day, there was a rumor out that you could submit video to Stanley Kubrick to say, here is my audition tape, put me in your next movie. So this guy pulled someone aside and assembled that. Let's give you the first little bit of how it starts and why this video has become known as Good Day, Mr. Kubrick.
Oh, boy.
Good day, Mr. Kubrick. My name is Brian Attien. I am a 20-year-old from the Theater Center of the Juilliard School, perhaps the finest acting institution in the world. I say that not as a statement of conceit, but humbly as a simple fact.
So you went to Tisch.
Yeah.
First of all, how does that make you feel that he's...
It's really funny because as soon as I watched it, I was like, oh yeah, Juilliard. Like, just because the emphasis... like, Juilliard's great. Anybody went to Juilliard, ain't hating. But the emphasis... I didn't apply because I was sure that I didn't want to go to there. But emphasis is very much on the speech always, no matter what you are doing, no matter what the role is, you must use proper speech at all times.
And it comes through absolutely.
Sounds a little strange.
I did some drama in college,
and
I took classes. And the worst part when this came out is I was like, I know people like this.
Yeah.
And everyone else was like, this person looks insane. And I'm like, but I know what he's
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, know exactly what he's doing. He's bought it, hook, line, and sinker is the thing, you know?
So he's trying to sell himself on being an amazing actor and getting cast in this thing. So here is how he pitches himself to try to get on Kubrick's good side.
Okay.
Since I'm paying a great deal to say whatever I like to Stanley Kubrick, one of the greatest directors of all time, although not quite as good as Michael Curtiz, the director of The Seahawk. Stanley, why aren't you directing 2010?
Why are you talking trash to the guy you're trying to get hired by? The listen, you're
He's
good.
He's already shooting himself in the foot, as if he didn't already, like, with the tape. It's like double shots. It's like double guns, just bang, 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 bang.
It's so good. So it keeps going, and he, you know, he wants to connect with Stanley, so he tells him some facts about himself.
You will view many different faces, see many people. Some faces more attractive than mine, others not quite as attractive. You will find in me the finest actor in the lot, the most beautifully trained, the most capable. I like to think of myself as a young Alec Guinness. My favorite composer is Eric Wolfgang Korngold. When I was 12 years old, I won a spaniel puppy for 50 cents, and my favorite color is green. Also,
I'm a Trekkie.
So he's like, his eyes are like,
It's absolutely fantastic. Like you can tell he wrote down like this, I gotta communicate to it. Mm-hmm. Someone, and usually when people like say, all right, so I like long walks on the beach and whatever.
Yeah.
This is him writing a joke and trying to carry it off and it fails. But the pièce de résistance actual audition tape. And he presents it as a cutting loosely based on S.E. Hinton's The Outsiders.
Oh boy.
And here's how it goes.
Oh boy.
I ain't gonna walk again. Not even on crutches. The doctor says I broke my back. Well, you wanna know something? You wanna know something? I'm scared.
That stank on it.
This is obviously like a stage actor guy.
Yeah.
Trying to get a film role. Let's say you're Kubrick and you see this audition tape. What's your reaction? Have you ever had an audition that went poorly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I had this one where, like, it actually went well, and then it went poorly.
Oh, I love that.
So it was like, oh, God, it was for, I don't even remember what it was for. It was, like, for some theater thing, and was it theater? Oh, I don't remember. Maybe it was, yeah. So they were putting us on tape, so I was like, all right. Did the scenes and everything, and it went well. Actually, I think it was like television. It was television.
Got it.
Did the scene, went well, and everything. The character was kind of like, you know, like a goofy, like klutz, you know what I mean? So like, I portrayed that in the scene, and then as I was like, oh, here's how I'm really gonna nail it.
Yep.
I'm going to walk out of the room. I'm going to like fumble it. Oh, the door hit me in the head. Oh, whoop. I don't know. Fall on the ground and then like go out. And I'm like, got it planned, master. And usually I'm pretty good at like, you know, the pratfall stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This one, the door was like really hard to open. And so I got to the door and I pulled on it and it wouldn't open. Finally, it opens, cracks me in the lip. Lip starts bleeding.
No.
And I'm like, oh. And then I fall on the floor, and as I'm going out the door, I turn around, I'm like, blundering out. I'm like, all right, guys, have a great day. I was like, never heard from them again. I was like, what have I done outside? I'm like, holding my lip like this. I'm like, no, have I done?
Did you get the part?
No, absolutely
not. Not at all.
I never heard from them again. I've never seen by them again.
Well, you made an impression. Next thing. You may have seen this online. Dobby, it seems, was caught on tape in someone's front yard. This is uploaded to the internet on Facebook originally, and it became quite viral on Twitter.
Yeah, this is
a good one. Let's take a look. So it looks like a normal driveway.
Uh-huh.
And then, yes, that is Dobby, the house elf.
Dobby doing his dance.
That's exactly it. So it starts as like, all right, whatever. Someone with them weirds walking, but the bow-legged knee thing is what gets me the most.
Yeah.
Someone posted it saying, I woke up Sunday morning and saw this on my camera, and I'm trying to figure it out. What the heck?
I know exactly what it is.
What do you think it is?
So it's obviously a kid in their pajamas with their favorite little, like, you know, doggy floppy-eared hat on, and they're having a little dance, and they were just like, oh, I'm gonna go outside and dance because it's getting hot in this outfit. And they're like, ooh, I'm outside. Ooh, it's cool. Ooh, and get that air all in my nether regions. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like.
That's what it is. It's just a little kid.
I don't know. We have a side. It's just the knee thing gets me every time. The side by side of Dobby and this is just too good to be. It's too similar. But I like the one response from Michael O'Neill, who, in response to the footage, said, experts have said this video hasn't been altered, and on closer inspection, some viewers think it might be a kid with flip-flops and pants on his head. So that's kind of what you said. Yeah. I like the dog ears thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we leave you with this.
Yes.
A dog playing Jenga. Mm. Posted, we found it on Aussie Shepherds doing stuff, but this is from my Aussie gal.
That's good. I like the focus.
I can't even play Jenga this well.
This is a very good boy.
I don't
Poor
even.
Girl.
So, like, I've tried to train dogs to, like, sit. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the process by which you.
Ooh, look
get
at the
it.
Focus. Look at the focus. Look at that focus. Look at that drip. You see that saliva drip? Look at that drip.
Oh my God, it's really.
Ooh, that's focused.
It's absolutely going to.
There we go. Oh,
that's no faith. The owner had no faith. There anyways, can you do something that good? Yeah, let us one. Know at HHH on TYT. We got to take a break. We got one more segment left. Oh my God.
And now, no. A 27-year-old woman in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, was caught raising a 6-month-old endangered sun bear cub in her own apartment. When asked why she did such a thing, her answer was, "I thought it was a dog." To Zareth Sophia, the woman who did this, we say, no.
It happens, you know, sometimes you raise a sun bear.
Sometimes it happens.
And sometimes this happens. Chernobyl. Mm. It broke records for ratings that had previously been set by Game of Thrones. It's a show on HBO based on an actual nuclear fallout situation. But now people are going to Chernobyl to take sexy pictures. Let's take a look at some, shall we? Oh, there's someone, Julia Basler, who said, inside the control room of the destroyed Unit 4 of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Yesterday, I had the chance to visit one of the most fascinating but also most terrible places on Earth, which is still contaminated. It is not safe for people to live there. Another person, 0.739, which is like 7,000 chest x-rays, millibars of whatever, and then just you're touching these things that have still absorbed radioactive materials. And in addition to that, this is the last one, which I'm not opposed to. Sophie blurred the butt crack. Sophie, Naked and Afraid's on TV. I see butt crack all the time. Good God. Okay, so first of all, obvious question.
Yes.
Would you go to Chernobyl?
No. No. With a capital no. Just don't do it. This doesn't make any sense.
Like, it would never enter my mind to go either.
No, I never even thought about it. When I heard people are going there, I was like, of course they are. They ate Tide Pods. Of course they're going to Chernobyl. Of course they are.
This is just the world they live. Yeah. Like, the fact that they're going to Chernobyl proves they've already suffered the consequences of radiation somewhere or another.
Yeah.
I looked up facts about Chernobyl to see whether it was safe or not for people to go there. Mm-hmm. Like 0.01 millisomethings on that meter is not okay. They say it will be like thousands of years before it's safe to live there. It's illegal to live there.
Yeah.
The dogs that live there live shorter lives than other dogs. But Chernobyl, Pripyat, and a lot of the surrounding area, now known as the Zone of Alienation or Exclusion Zone. That said, it's kind of amazing to look at.
Yeah, it's like a disaster wasteland.
So this is another thing. Someone has gone there since and put little dolls up.
Oh, that's not creepy at all.
No, it's absolutely not creepy to see these little baby dolls everywhere. Oh my God, I hate it.
Not for me.
Speaking of scientific things like radiation, we're going to play a game called F, Mary, Kill, Science Edition. Okay, three inventions.
Okay.
One, the solar sail. Take a look. The solar sail is being launched by SpaceX. It is a sail that uses solar radiation to travel through space. That's your first option.
Okay.
Second is this. This is the airless tire. There's no air. You can't get a flat. It uses extra rubber that reinforces itself when you go over stuff. And third, we can convert blood types that are not universal by using enzymes into universal enzymes. Researchers analyzing bacteria in the human gut have discovered that microbes there produce two enzymes that can convert common type A into a more universally accepted blood type. If the process pans out, blood specialists suggest it could revolutionize blood donation and transfusion. So the question is, F, Mary, Kill, the sail, the airless tire, universal blood.
Oh, this is really simple.
Bring it.
Okay, so I'm going to marry the universal blood.
Good for you. That's nice.
Okay, because that's, I mean...
For everyone.
Yeah, it's for everyone. I mean, you save humanity.
F and kill are left.
I'm going to F the tire.
F the tire? F just the get, tire. Get a nice little couple thousand miles on it?
Yeah, because that tire, that's a good idea. That's F-able.
And you're F-able. Killing the sail.
Yeah. I mean, I just need to know more about it. Why?
Yeah.
I need to know why. Like, I know that you, look, I think they spent so much time figuring out, you know, whether or not they could. They didn't stop to think about whether or not they should.
Exactly. Thank you. And that is better than Jeff Goldblum did in Jurassic Park. Vote for this guy for an Emmy for your consideration. Burl Moseley, thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Every time of my life.
We'll see you next time on Happy Half Hour.